neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ilembe District Mayor Thobani Shandu has urged residents to help safeguard a new water pipeline project in Kwadugusa, warning that criminals are increasingly targeting public infrastructure. He says the Gledo and Larkfield upgrade was prompted by years of burst pipes, persistent leaks and unreliable supply caused by old asbestos water mains that could no longer cope with demand. He was speaking at Gledo Primary School, where the project was launched today.
The entire community in general, even those who might not be directly employed here, what they will be doing again, they will benefit by replacing this pipe. They won't be intermittent water challenges they normally suffer.
The Department of Basic Education says they will be letting the contracts of grade R educators who don't have the minimum required qualification to lapse. Spokesperson Terence Kala says the decision was taken to ensure quality early education.
Because we unfortunately cannot formally employ them within the basic education sector without the requisite qualification. Within the formal structures of the basic education sector, it is illegal for us to have educators that are in front of learners that are unqualified. This is a critical step in terms of making sure that we have the right practitioners who are qualified to the correct levels in our schools and teaching our young people adequately.
He says the department will support affected schools by providing the required human resource capacity to allow the schools to function. Over 1,500 motorists have been arrested for drunk driving in KZN over the past 4 months. That's according to KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabezintle Sibiya.
On the 1st of December 2024, we recorded 9 crashes and 9 fatalities. Although we've recorded 2 fatalities on the 1st of December 2025, every death is one too many. It is for this reason RTI is clamping down on motorists found to be violating traffic rules.
Firefighters in the Cape Winelands are still battling a blaze on the Matruisberg Mountains that has been burning since Monday. The district municipality's Joanne Otto says firefighters will continue working through the night.
Fire teams continue with active firefighting activities in hot, uncomfortable weather and difficult terrain. The fire is burning briskly in veld and non-arable areas in the Boer Swartmoed Pass. However, there is currently no danger to property. Firefighters and vehicles from both the Cape Winelands and Cape Nature are being aided by farmers and agri-workers in the area.
And Thailand says it seized more than 5 billion rand in assets tied to criminal networks running multi-billion dollar scam centers in Southeast Asia. Prime Minister Anutin Chanvirakul has told reporters the alleged scammers targeted are among the big ones. Cyber scam operations have mushroomed across Southeast Asia, often operating from unassuming office blocks or warehouses where con artists target internet users living all over the globe. Some scam workers go willingly to the cyber fraud hubs, while others are trafficked and held in prison-like conditions. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.